The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm live here at the SHOT Show 2023, baby. And one of the stories that compelled me earlier today was the story of the hockey player that made the decision that he is not going to wear the rainbow LGBTQ pride uniform. When he had made mention of his holding out and his adhering to his religious beliefs, it really made me excited. Roll clip one. I want you guys to hear kind of the sentiment behind the story. Okay, we'll get clip one ready here in a minute. But I just kind of glanced at the story. I didn't do a deep dive into it, but when I saw it, and I said, you know what? It's about that time that people are bold, brave, and can actually stand up for what they believe. It is a miserable, not free world when you can't stand up for your own religious beliefs. And I'm telling you, I don't understand where these people are going with the LGBTQ stuff. I don't know where they're going with this. Because in my opinion, it makes sense that we all are treated equal, right? Or fairly. And that means that if you want to be a man with another man, that's fine. That's your life. You take full responsibility for that. You enjoy your life. I don't recommend it. But listen, you live in America. You have freedom. Do you boo is what I'd say. But why do you have to force and project and coerce other people to adhere to your own personal beliefs? And this is not on a small scale. This is on a major scale. Because you decide that you like this type of person or you want to lay up with some type of person, they got to push it out to the whole world. I mean, every single person in basketball, football has to adhere to some Pride Month thing. And I just, in my opinion, I believe that it's going too far. There's a time and a place where you have gone too far. And to mix the two is disingenuous, meaning that you can admire other people, not admire them, but be understanding of other people's perspective without actually having to believe in or adhere to. And I say this all the time. There's people that I love that are my friends, that I respect dearly. One of my friends, she started a women's nonprofit organization to help women, to mentor them. She's a professional counselor, and she's married to another woman. I don't agree with the lifestyle, but we support her organization because her organization is not about empowering you to women to like women. It's empowering women to deal with their trauma and become the best version of themselves. But I support her. There's nothing wrong with saying, I can support you, I can understand where you come from, but I don't have to participate in it if I don't want to. All right, let me roll clip one about the hockey player. Roll clip one.
I just think the NHL has to do something here. This is not good enough. This is not good enough. Hockey is for everyone, .. unless you don't agree with gay rights, is not the phrasing of this. You're either in this or you're not. And one last point. Nothing scares me more than any human being who says, I'm not doing this because of my religious beliefs. Because when you looked at people's lives, you normally say that publicly, you'd throw up at what you saw. You would throw up at what you saw. And I've seen that a million times in a lot of different ways. So don't give me that. With respect. Don't give me that, because no one's perfect. All right? Don't feed me the religious beliefs line. And all of a sudden, the NHL is going to back off this. The National Hockey League today needs to fine that organization $1 million and reevaluate how they support gay rights. Because that is insulting. That is
Can somebody say it with me? Coercion. This was a journalist who had a complete meltdown. A Canadian journalist had a complete meltdown on television. And this is what I'm saying. These people are literally proving my point before the world. Because what rational person would be that upset because a person wants to observe their own freedoms to think and to have faith in God? These godless, dead body people are the ones who are responsible, in my opinion, in part, on destroying the world. You know, the gentleman, the hockey player, legitimately said, I respect other people's beliefs, and then I'm adhering to my religious faith. I don't have any problem with what other people want to do. I just have an opinion about it, and I'm happy for other people to have their own opinion. But then you get the journalists that come on TV that's on the advocate side of the LGBTQ stuff, and they want to cram it down your throat. They want to bludgeon you with it. They want to tell you that you are a bigot and homophobic because you don't agree and you don't want to wear a uniform that depicts something that you find repulsive in your own personal values. Now, just mind you this. They claim that the gentleman on the television show, he said hockey is for everybody. Well, would everybody be okay with observing Jesus Christ and putting Jesus Christ on the back of the hockey jerseys? How about that? No, that's religion. No. You said it's okay for everybody because everybody on the team is not gay. So if you are open to other people's ideas, then, all right, this month you wear that. Next month everybody wear Jesus Christ on their uniforms. And it's a double standard. They're hypocrites because he would not be okay with it. And these people, I would argue, have been turned over to what we would consider, ladies and gentlemen, a reprobate mind. They've been turned over to their own lusts and desires. And then they become foolish people. Because in my personal opinion, it's not necessarily your beliefs. It's how you treat other people that believe a certain way. He want the organization fined. He want them to be punished financially. We need to revisit it. No, we do not. How about if everybody don't agree, nobody can do it? Is that fair? Is that not a fair resolution? When I was playing on athletic teams, I played college football. I played high school at a high level. I was a top player in the nation coming out of high school. I like to say that because people don't respect my football game. But I was an incredible athlete, and I've been playing on teams, doing team sports ever since I was a little kid. I was raised that the team goes and performs practices as one. There ain't no I in team. There's no outsiders on the team. If everybody don't adhere to it, the team don't participate in it. Same thing in policing. Same thing when I was a police officer. One guy mess up at the academy, everybody gets smoked. That's how it works. There's no I, there's no individual. And I think that it's a shame if you have one player that do not believe in that sentiment of wearing rainbows on your jersey, that as a team you should say none of us are going to do it. You, the problem is probably 10-15 people. I don't know how many people on a hockey team. I would argue that probably 40% of the people on the hockey team, I would say 80% of the people on the hockey team don't want to participate in it. But see, one person is brave enough to say, you know what, screw y'all. I ain't doing it. I don't care what kind of backlash y'all get. And there's others that are like, I don't want the smoke. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want people to deem me as transphobic, homophobic, whatever they call it. And they cower, and they're afraid to tell the truth. Mentioning, you know, speaking of a scenario like this, Jonathan Isaac, the NBA player that played for the Orlando Magic. I think it's Magic, not Magics. Magic. But Jonathan Isaac, all the players with their knee skin in the ground, in protest in support of Black Lives Matter, which we all know that the organization is nothing but lies. Black Lives Matter, he stands up in courage and in truth, and he didn't care what the repercussions were. Now, I don't know if it's because he got a $70 million guaranteed contract or well, I think it could be a combination of both. I think he's an incredible young man of integrity. But, you know, it takes that one to stand up and say enough is enough. And I'm excited that this hockey player decided to be that one. And I think it's bold and courageous to do that. And I think more people should be able to express themselves. And I'm in my personal belief, if everybody on the team want to put Jesus on their jersey and one player don't, we don't put Jesus on the jersey. We go as a team. And it's funny because as a Christian, I'm okay with saying that. I'm okay with saying I'm not jamming Christianity down anybody's throat. I'll live my life, I'll present the message, and if you want to receive it, you receive it. But they can't feel that way. They can't move like that. They have to move in hypocrisy. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
COVIDTaxRelief.org got a small retail business almost $80,000. COVIDTaxRelief.org got a manufacturing business nearly $250,000. And COVIDTaxRelief.org just got a large distribution business almost $900,000. If you run a business, a church, or a nonprofit and pay your employees through all or part of the pandemic, you could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee through the government's CARES Act. But beware of clickbait or pay upfront companies who make you do the work and take a huge percentage of your refund. COVIDTaxRelief.org receives a low reasonable commission only after you receive your refund. And with 300 CPAs and tax experts, no one is better at getting you the maximum benefit than COVIDTaxRelief.org. Visit COVIDTaxRelief.org now because this plan expires soon. That's COVIDTaxRelief.org, COVIDTaxRelief.org. Refund examples are not a guarantee and not all businesses qualify.
Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Broadcasting live right here from the SHOT Show 2023, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is literally one of the coolest things that I have ever seen. I came last year, but it's way more fire this year than it was last year. I think it's like three times the people that were here last year. But let me tell you about MyPillow. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft and you thought that it was going to be an incredible item that you purchased from the store, and then you take it home and it's not absorbent? I'm just going to keep it real. Even at the hotel I'm staying at now, I take a shower and I use the towel and they suck. And this is a pretty nice hotel. I don't want to say the name. I don't want them to sue me. But their towels suck. MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, the towel set that are completely mind-blowing. And believe it or not, they actually dry you when you use them. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. And they come in a variety of colors. And right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and put in promo code Brandon. MyPillow has a 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let me jump on this real quick. I was going to talk about Joe Biden, but I want to move real quick to the vaccine, the Fauci-ouchie. I just want to make this a very clear and unequivocal statement. We were conned as a country into the myth and the lie that the COVID-19 vaccine is a vaccine at all. And I don't want to hear anybody tell me anything different, because a vaccine is supposed to protect you from a particular, contracting a particular virus. That's what vaccinated is. But then when you get a shot in your arm and you still get sick and you still die and you still transmit, that's a therapeutic. That's not a vaccine. They sold us a dream. I would argue a nightmare. And I pray that we get redemption. Not redemption. I would say God retaliate on our enemies on our behalf. Can I say that? David said it in the Bible. That was his mission, that they fall in the trap that they set for him That was his prayer, one of many. I hope that people go to prison, and I hope that God serves justice on people who intentionally lied to us, deceived us, and forced people to take a vaccination that was not verified, was not, at first it wasn't even approved. Experimental drug. And now we see so many people having adverse reactions, and of course our media, the powers that be, the people that control speech and control social media platforms by and large, are trying to shun those who are exposing the truth. Somebody needs to go to prison for what they've done to our country. They need to go to prison. Now, when I'm talking about prison, when I talk about justice or people getting arrested, there has to be what we call probable cause, right? You can't just go to jail and you had no idea. So there's people vicariously who were led into a lie and they acted on what they thought was the truth. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about those people who acted in good faith. I'm talking about the individuals who know that these vaccines had adverse reactions that could cause adverse reactions and didn't tell nobody. Those who are looking at the numbers today, and the numbers are illustrating very clearly that people are having cardiac incidents after taking the vaccine in alarming numbers. They know this, but they refuse to say it on television. They refuse to say it in articles. They ban you if you dare to at least question or inquire about things like this. My prayer on national, on syndicated radio, is that God, you fight our battles and take care of our enemies. I just saw a judge, and I mentioned this yesterday. There was a guy, you know, he deserved to go to prison for the crimes that he committed. However, the judge, instead of having him go to jail for 8 years, the judge let him off if he agreed to get vaccinated. In my opinion, was coercion. And they asked the judge, and the judge said, hey, I'm just doing my part to ensure that we reach herd immunity. I can't. The frustration runs so deep because they gaslit us. They made us sound like we were crazy people. Some people were banned on social media, losing tons of revenue, losing tons of years of building a platform. They lost it all, and they were right this whole time. I knew from the very beginning when they said, we are going to shut the country down for 2 weeks. I said this. My wife knows I said it. She was in the house when I said it. I said it live on the YouTube channel, that they were going to continue this and use this as political leverage with no justification. And what did they do, ladies and gentlemen? 2 weeks turned into 2 years. We knew it, but it wasn't a question of was it going to happen. We already knew it was going to happen. People like Alex Jones and others were already telling us the scheme that they were committing against the American people. And then we knew, predictably, we knew that they was going to roll out what they call, quote unquote, a vaccine, which they know was a therapeutic and it never was tested or trialed properly, I think efficiently, effectively enough to where people should be confident in it. And they were going to roll it out and it was going to have adverse effects. It was going to have adverse effects and people were going to die over it and they were going to sweep it under the rug. I just saw on CNN or one of these fake news networks, the Asian lady who was, I think she was a virologist or something. She was always on TV talking about the mask. She sounded like a robot. She came on and said that, I'm telling you guys this, I'm so ticked off about this. She got on there and said, well, let me just say, the hospitals are overrun and they are mismanaging numbers. They are saying that more people have vaccine or die from COVID-19. And what she was trying to say is that they are saying that people are in the hospital because of COVID-19, but they're just in the hospital for other reasons. They just so happen to have COVID-19. I said this from the very beginning. Leanna Nguyen, Dr. Leanna Nguyen. I never remember these people's names, but if you look her up, we are sure about the vaccine. That's how she talked. She sounded like a robot. But she is saying that the hospitals are over-reporting Duh. They were doing this at the height of COVID. People were dying with COVID, not from COVID, but they were saying that they were COVID deaths. I'm telling you guys, I hope people go to jail and hell for doing our country like this. Both. I hope they go straight down with gasoline draws on. The most hateful, evil thing that you can do to a people, gaslight them, lie to them, and kill them with vaccines that you knew weren't going to work from the very beginning. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Austin Tatum Show right here at The Shot Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Unapologetically Christian and 1,000% real.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go home to use it, it's not even absorbent? It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that actually work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece for only $39.98 with promo code Tatum. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have their 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece towel set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on a radio listener special, and enter promo code Tatum or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, code Tatum. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I had one of my good friends, Sheriff Lamb, come by, and one of his, I believe it's one of his sheriff's deputies, came by as well, or is the chief deputy. So he's at in the command staff at Pinal County in Arizona. He came by and he gave me one of his books, and I think that that's I feel very honored when people do that. His name is Matthew Thomas. If you're interested in hearing a true account of what's really going on with the cartel, you want to get this book. I'm gonna finish reading this book and I'll give you a full review, and I'm gonna have him on to interview him. It's Matthew Thomas. All you gotta do is look up Interceptors, and it is The Untold Fight Against the Mexican Cartel. The book is right here. Boom, that's what it looked like. Y'all go out and get it. Matthew Thomas, he's a deputy sheriff at Pinal County, right there in between Phoenix and Arizona. I mean, Phoenix and Tucson. Sheriff Lamb is one of the best sheriffs, I think, in the country, hands down. All right, let me move on. I want to give him a shout out, man. I love my law enforcement people. The vaccine, and I'm going to move on from the vaccine, but I just want to make this clear for somebody who's listening that may not be privy to it. They lied to us, and I hope they go to jail. And if the Lord see it fit, they may burn. This was one of the most atrocious things that could have ever been done to a people. And I don't want to hear people say, well, it worked. We don't know. We don't know what the effects really truly are. Because they lie and they manipulate numbers in order to boast of what they want you to believe. This is not Brandon's theology. This is truth. They will manipulate and lie to make you believe whatever they want you to believe. And they said this from the very beginning. If they want you to be afraid and they want to do more lockdowns, all they're going to do is ramp the test up, and more people are going to test positive. And they're going to have a whole bunch of positive tests. And they're going to have a ticker on the television that tells you everybody that died, but not everybody that recovered. 99-point-something% of people who get COVID recover from it. And that's just the people that we know. We don't even know of the asymptomatic people. So they intentionally use certain numbers to scare you, fear-monger, and then left out certain numbers that will give you reassurance so that they can manipulate you. And then they roll out the vaccine. You know what they did? They quit doing the ticker. Why we don't see how many people are dying from COVID-19 anymore? They just turn the ticker off. They quit doing it. And then the numbers come out that people that died from COVID-19 had, I think, four or more comorbidities. That's a lot of comorbidities. But they don't want to tell you that statistical data. They just secretly add it to the CDC website that nobody's looking at. Then you go on the CDC website and they made a delineation between the people that died from COVID, meaning that the only ailment that they had was COVID-19, was significantly lower than the hundreds of thousands of people that they claimed died from COVID-19. And they had found out that a lot of people were dying with it, but not from it. They ain't going to tell you that. Nobody's going to tell you that because it's not conducive for what they're trying to do and push a narrative. The vaccine. Oh, the deaths go down when people are getting vaccinated. Can we even believe that or trust that? I don't think that was true. We don't know if it's true. We don't know if they decided to only count certain numbers and leave out other numbers to make it seem like the numbers are going down. They quit doing the ticker on television. We have no idea what the truth really is. And now people are stroking out. Literally. They're standing and passing out. They're at a game, passing out, going into cardiac arrest. Not elderly people, not people with comorbidities, young, healthy athletes that we've never seen before. Passing out, dying. And then, you know, the thing is that a reasonable country, reasonable folks who actually care about the truth and justice would say, let's look into why these young people are having strokes more so than they used to. What has changed, ladies and gentlemen? The vaccine is a major change in our society that was not apparent years ago, when the numbers were much lower. As a reasonable country, you don't have to pick a side to do that investigation. You don't have to pick a side. You can have an impartial investigation into the truth. And then I would love for me to be wrong. I would love for an impartial investigation to yield that Brandon Tatum is wrong. I will take that L. I'll get on here and I'll apologize to everybody. And I will be thankful to God that I was wrong. But ladies and gentlemen, they don't even want to do that because, you know, I'm right. We're right. We're not some crazy lunatics. God has given us what we call intuition and instincts. And a lot of us are using it, using our instinct, using our brain, and not believing the mainstream fake media. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor before I go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day. Now, I'm going to be honest, I ran out of Relief Factor since I've been here. I only brought a little bit of it. So I'm kind of disappointed. But one day off, I don't think it's going to kill me. But I take Relief Factor every single day outside of today. And it's been an incredible blessing. It works. It helps with inflammation. So if you're dealing with inflammation, if you're dealing with chronic joint discomfort and what you've been doing haven't been working, I'm just here to keep tell you the truth. I'm here to open up an opportunity for you. If what you've been doing ain't working, give Relief Factor a try. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I forgot to tell you guys, I'm here at the SHOT Show. If you want to check it out, I'm right across from Hall B. I think it's called Hall B. So you go into the main corridor, right off to your left. If you're going from B to A, I'm right off to the left. So come say what's up. Come say hello. In the break, I could take pictures and say what's up to you. I don't mind you coming by and saying what's up. It's not a problem for me. Let me move on to another topic. You know, this article says, single woke feminism or single woke females are reshaping the USA. And I just listened to a clip from Deion Sanders. He was doing an interview, and in the interview, he was saying that he was talking about the talent of players, the pool of players, and he was saying that he wants his offensive line to have two parents. Because these are kids that are coming from high school into college. And he was saying that he wanted his offensive linemen to have two parents. Now, I didn't get to finish listening to the clip, but I'm sure he's going to make reference to why a two-parent home is more conducive than a single-parent home. He spoke about how the two-parent home players are more, he said, serene. They understand how to handle adversity better. You know, a lot of different qualities that you get from having dual parents in the house. And this is why I want to go down this path, is because our country, in some indirect ways, tell us that it's just as conducive for families, for single parent families, as dual parent families in some ways, because I feel like they glorify single parent families. And I'm telling you right now, one of the worst things to ever happen to America is the breakdown of the nuclear family, mother and father. And I'm not telling you something I read in a book, just read in a book. It's in the Bible, but I'm not saying it just because I read in a book. It's because I've experienced it on my own. How much better is it when a child has both mother and father at home? How much better is it when you have a you understand what it is to be a man because you have an example in your house every day, teaching you how to, when you know, from when you're young, that you need to brush your teeth, make up your bed, clean up after yourself. My dad used to teach me how to fold clothes. I hated him at the time. I was like, I don't want to fold clothes. Why do I got to fold clothes? My stepmama ain't doing nothing, sitting around the house. As a kid, that's what I was thinking. She's just sitting around the house. Why she can't fold the clothes? What I wasn't understanding was my father was teaching me how to be a responsible man. He was teaching me that when I got older, when I was in college living on my own, I had to fold clothes. Nobody's going to fold my clothes for me. I had to wash dishes. Ain't nobody washing my dishes for me. Was I going to be a dirty college student, just house nasty? That wasn't going to be the way that my dad wanted me to grow up. That's not conducive in a man to be that way. How you going to meet a woman and think you're going to get married and you're a dirty, nasty man? You have no hygiene. You don't know how to clean up after yourself. But I'm saying this because having a father in my life, it taught me that. And having my mom was more compassionate. My mom was more loving. When I say loving, meaning that she expressed it differently. And that we can come to my mama and say anything. You get in trouble, you do something that's regrettable. The sentiment was, I can come to mama, she'll understand a little more. Daddy will take a harder approach. But you need both of them. You can't walk around and have mama just being soft on you every day. That every time you get in trouble, she don't hold you accountable. Or she's all, oh, that's my baby, being soft. You're not going to grow up and be a good man if you only have one perspective. And I think Deion Sanders was getting ready to allude to that. That people, kids that are coming from single parent homes, mostly single mother homes, are just not as mentally mature as those who come from dual families. There was a statistic, and I haven't verified it yet, but I've seen two professional speakers get on stage and say this. So I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're not just flat out lying. And these are two different people from two different genres of walk of life. This one woman was doing like a TED talk, and she had made mention that the single mother homes, and we all know the statistics in single mother homes, that the single father homes were more comparable to dual family homes than a single mother home. Now, women gonna call in on the show and get mad at me for saying that, but I'm telling you right now, look at the murderers, and it's not every person. There's women out here. You got to do the best you can with what you got. And some of y'all are doing an incredible job raising some really good kids. But some of y'all ain't. And I would say a lot ain't. And I'll say this. Let me differentiate. Because I think that there's some single mother situations that are not, that wasn't created by the mama. That mean that homeboy is a dirtbag, or he walked off and left, or you became widowed and you have to live through the situation of being a single mother. I think most single mothers create the situation for themselves. I think most, not all, but most. And because the country has empowered women to do that, in my opinion. You don't need him because you can use the government. If you don't like how he looked at you today, you can leave him and you're going to still get the same money. He's going to have to pay, and you get the kids and you get all the rights. You ain't lost nothing by leaving him. If in our country you lose it all, if you file for divorce, you lose the kids, 80% of divorces wouldn't happen, or 60% of divorces wouldn't happen, I would argue, because there's no benefit. Your benefit is working through it and making sure that you provide a family for the kids. But in today's modern society, it's a lot of toxic women that are creating these family structures that are devastating. And I'm just saying it. I'm just telling the truth. I know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all are going to reject it because you're a woman and you don't like me to say it. But there's the single parent sentiment is really destroying our country. And for the ones who can control your situation, not ones who are, these things are happening outside of your control. I'm talking about the ones who can control. The ones who say, I'm going to go sleep with this guy and I'm not married to him. I don't have no commitment from him. He's been selling drugs since I met him and I know he ain't going to be a good daddy. But I'm going to go sleep with him anyway, have a kid and create a single parent situation that is destroying the community. You are the one I'm talking about. Or the one who's married and because you're looking across the fence and you want another man, you go and file for divorce and then take the kids. And you don't take the kids into a better environment. You take the kids into a worse environment because you want to get back at your baby daddy. How much time do I got before that? Okay. All right, perfect. Well, I can't find it, so I'll do it. I'll make it up. Anyway, I'm just saying these things in order for us to gain a perspective, especially with the new woke movement of thrusting single parenthood into our society and mocking the nuclear family as if it is not important. All you got to do is look at the statistics and you will see very clearly how important it really is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting ready to go into the break. You listen to the Austin Tatum Show. Hold the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. I have to tell you about this wonderful nonprofit organization called Save the Storks. This is an opportunity. This is what I say. Put your money where your mouth is at. If you honestly believe that women are not being educated on the truth about abortions and they don't have opportunities because Planned Parenthood is popping up everywhere, advertisement in the millions, advertising to young women that that's a viable solution to an unplanned pregnancy. If you are a type of person that said enough is enough, we need young women to have other options, then you should be a supporter of Save the Storks. You can become a partner today. $35 will help a young woman get, I would argue, the full coverage of being able to get an ultrasound, being able to get educated on, you know, where she's at, the pregnancy, and so on and so forth. And also the Stork bus. They have buses that they pull up. They'll pull up right in front of Planned Parenthood. And it has information in there. So if a young woman is en route, and I told you guys about the story before, young lady was en route to the Planned Parenthood. She saw the Stork bus, stopped in there, did an ultrasound, and realized that it's not just a clump of cells. And she ended up keeping her baby because she had access to another option and not just the option to terminate or commit murder. So I want you guys to be supporters of Save the Storks. I'm a big supporter of Save the Storks. Go to SaveTheStorks.org. SaveTheStorks.org. Become a monthly partner. $35 is all you need. You can give more, but $35 is the sweet spot for you to assist young women into getting the information that they need and that they deserve. SaveTheStorks.org. Ladies and gentlemen, I got 2 more hours to talk about all kinds of stuff. I don't know if I can get it all in. I think I'm going to bring one of my friends in here from Public Square. And Public Square is a platform where if you are sick of shopping or going to certain places that are not patriotic, well, I always say patriotic, that don't share your values, then you want to get on a platform like Public Square. I'm going to have her come in and address it and give you all the nuances because I'm kind of new to it, but the concept is absolutely brilliant because I cannot wait to put my business on there. And then also I want to look for other businesses that are alternatives to where if I want to support a business that support my values, I can find them, I can support them, and I can tell others about them. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got to keep the conversation going. I'm here at the SHOT Show 2023 right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is probably one of the biggest, in my experience, one of the biggest SHOT Shows that we've seen in a while. After COVID-19 and the pandemic is now over, a lot of people are rushing here. So many cool, innovative companies. If you haven't come here and you live in Las Vegas, you need to show up. You need to pull up. You probably can still get a pass. It is an incredible opportunity to see some amazing things. You're listening to The Austin Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I have a special guest here from Public SQ. considered Public Square, but when you look it up, make sure you put Public SQ so you don't get it wrong. Chrissy. Okay, I know I want to call you your full name, but you're known as Chrissy. So Chrissy works with or works for Public Square, Public SQ, and I thought that the idea of Public Square was so amazing that it gives people an opportunity to shop with businesses that share their values.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you guys do at Public Square?
Absolutely. All right. It's incredible. What we've built here is an app and a website. It is America's marketplace. We are the nation's largest directory of liberty-loving businesses. Businesses that value life from conception. Businesses
Amen.
That think the family unit should be protected. That the Constitution in itself is actually an amazing document and should be protected. I mean, businesses that agree that the government should have as little to do with your business as possible. I mean, truly traditional Americana values. People more than ever want to know where their money is going, and they should, because voting with your dollar is the most powerful vote you can give right now. And so that's really what we're about. So we have created this free network of freedom-loving businesses that people can shop locally and online. That's what's important. You can find
locally.
An ice cream shop that loves these things and a business online, such as like apparel companies or drink companies or all sorts of things, and nonprofits, schools, churches.
Wow. Wow. So it's web-based, and also you guys have an app.
We do.
So you can download it. You can access it through the app. And so how does it work? Like, so just say that I'm a beginner, right?
Sure.
I open up the app, I download the app, and I open it up. How is registration? How does that work? And then what is, kind of walk us through how the search works. Like, if you search a business mm-hmm. and you want to go to that business, how does it work? Does it have GPS tracking? Does it give you the address, phone numbers? How does that look in the app?
Well, so for as a business owner or as a consumer, we'll kind of walk through both. So as a consumer, you would open up the app and you would have two marketplaces, your online marketplace and your local marketplace. Let's start with the local. So you have the option to use your location. I personally do. It's probably actually the only app in my phone that I allow to use my location, because I actually know the people behind it and they're good people. And so you would be able to look at a map and see directly around you what businesses share your values. However, you can also look. You can search by location. You don't need to have your GPS on. You can look, and you would be able to see the businesses surrounding you that share your values. But you can also look by category, by
wow.
business name, keywords. So let's say you're not really sure what you want, but you're hungry, you want a restaurant, you'd be able to look up restaurant.
Wow.
Or you can use our preset categories.
That is awesome. And as a business, how do you do that? Just say that you're a business owner,
mm-hmm.
and you say, you know what, I'm a conservative business. I'm a business that shares the value of the people that are listening to my show. How do they get that part set up?
It's so simple. It takes, honestly, about 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So what you do is actually you can use a link that I know you have a link. You can go to publicsq.com, and there is a type form. Takes you about 7 minutes. You onboard your name, what kind of business you are. It's going to take you through this little process. And that's going to show you our core values, which I know you have in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to ask you, it's going to tell you, these are our core values. When we're onboarding a business, we're asking the business owner, someone with authority within that business, to respect our core values. We want to know that that business is not giving time, energy, or money against our core values. Because this is the core of who we are. We are a value-based company. And so once they go through that process, it will go through to our team. We do a little bit of our own vetting, and then they are on board. You get to create your picture, your logo, stuff like that.
Wow.
Connects you with the website, everything, so people can shop in accordance to their values at your business. If you're an online business, such as, you know, even if you're a service area, like a plumber, you just have a service area, we can get you on there as well.
That is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Chrissy with Public Square. Public SQ. So it's called Public Square, but make sure you put SQ, because
yes.
you put square in there, it ain't going to work. It's publicsq.com. How many businesses are actually on the network? That's the quick question I want you to answer for the people.
You guys, we have right under 40,000 freedom-loving, America-first businesses.
Wow.
Locally online. A year ago, we were only in San Diego and a little bit sprinkled out, and we are in all 50 states.
Wow.
And D.C. I travel quite a bit, and I have been able to eat at only Public Square verified businesses across the country.
Wow.
No matter where I went. And I live in Chicago, you guys. Like, I live right outside Chicago. And we have the third largest freedom-loving marketplace.
Wow. That is awesome. I love to hear that, because we always want to know, or, you know, the people that are listening, myself included, how do we fight back?
Mm-hmm.
How do we use the power of our dollar and influence to bless and promote people mm-hmm. who are not going woke and crazy and pushing stuff that we just do not support or believe? And I think this is probably the greatest opportunity for conservatives to seek out and support other conservative businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a business owner like myself, because I'm going to get my businesses on here, then you can have your businesses be publicized. And you don't have to worry about the, I would say, counseling to a certain degree. You know, if woke people don't want to go to your business, it's fine, because all the conservatives go to Public Square and then they can go to your business anyway.
And where the conservatives are generally the people that actually work and have money. So it's kind of a good crowd
to
definitely go to. But yeah, no, I mean, like we talked a little bit earlier, is right now your dollar is the most powerful vote you have. When I spend my money at a business, a Public Square business, I know exactly where my money is going. I know that in turn they're not spending their money on agendas that sexualize children. You know what people don't realize is when, especially in a local business, that money goes back into your community. So if you're giving money to these large woke corporations like a Starbucks, that is a aggressively pursuing abortion, paying for funding abortions, they match dollar for dollar, like a 401k plan, with their employees to fund Planned Parenthood.
Shameful.
You know, it's a problem, but yet you can find another coffee shop with better coffee, by the way.
Right.
With better.
I don't know. I'm not trying to bag on Starbucks, but I don't know what. Maybe it's convenience. But
it is.
I had coffee from Starbucks. I had coffee from other places, and I'm like, Starbucks coffee isn't that good.
It's not that good. No, and that's the thing. It's truly a convenience factor. We're a society built on convenience. And Public Square is now making it convenient for you to truly choose where you're shopping. Truly, it's a conscious, you have to make a conscious effort. It is convenient to open Amazon. It is convenient to stop at Target.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're really wanting to make a change, Public Square is making it easy to do so.
That is wonderful. That's why I wanted to have you come and share. How's your experience? I'll jump to this, because we've talked about Public Square, publicsq.com. But what's your experience here at the SHOT Show? I mean, this has been, I haven't moved around as much as I did last year, because I was here for a whole week and I was everywhere. So this week, I've been kind of moving around slowly. But what is your experience here? How is it here at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas?
Well, this is my first SHOT Show.
Oh, wow.
It is.
Wow.
Actually, it's my first time to Vegas. Okay.
First time to Vegas? Who are you?
I had a baby when I was like 21 years old. So, like, I've been doing the family thing. I have 5 kids.
Awesome. Awesome.
So this is my first time at SHOT Show, and it's amazing. First off, the way they've set it up, like the way they set like their app and to navigate it is incredible. It is a little overwhelming because it is huge. I don't even know if I've made a dent, and I've spent probably about 15 hours
through. People don't understand what you're saying unless they're here. There's literally thousands and thousands and thousands of businesses here. Thousands of square feet to walk.
Two,
I mean,
five stories in this building, and there's a whole other building.
Right, a whole other building.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, you got to walk across a bridge to another hotel. That's just the same amount of. It's probably even more businesses there. Somebody had a stat. We got 1 minute left. Somebody had a stat that was like, if you walked this entire arena and you went to every business, it was like, I don't know, some ungodly number of miles.
I think they said it's like 40 something seconds to be at, like,
right.
It's wild.
Yeah, you can only spend like 40 seconds at each booth, and it'll take you 5 days to get to all of them if you only spend 40 seconds
at
each, or something
like
that.
But what's really cool is I've never, to be around so many like-minded people, it's I love it.
It's got to be over, I would say it's tens of thousands of people here. I would argue that it's probably over 100,000. But we got to go to break. Thank you for coming on, Chrissy, with Public Square, publicsq.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I got my buddy here, Aaron, from Vertex.
Yeah.
It's V-E-R-T-X.
Yes, sir.
So you came by the booth yesterday, and I said, man, I'm inspired by what you guys are doing.
Absolutely.
Because I'm a big apparel guy.
Yeah.
Now my apparel company, we don't make tactical stuff.
Right.
We make just T-shirts, screen print, and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But your apparel company makes tactical gear that's unlike anything else that's on the market.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we take tactical and then we hide it all, right?
Right.
So it's kind of counterintuitive, but we have all the tactical features and then we put it in a lifestyle apparel that lets you live your normal life but not scream, I got a gun or I have, you know, concealed carry license on.
Right. I love that, man, because, you know, I'm kind of critical of it. Because sometimes I want to be tactical, but I want to look nice. I want to look professional. I don't want to look, somebody look at me and they're like, oh, he must be an LEO.
Exactly.
He must be in the military. This guy is, you know, one of those guys. I want to still be sharp, look nice, but still, you know, have my gadgets and stuff in place. Is that kind of the apparel line design that you guys have?
That's exactly what it is. It actually started 2009. We had a federal agency come to us and say, hey, we got all these guys in the field. This was post 9/11. They're all over the world, but they're in, you know, a bunch of Molly stuff all over, and they call them the shoot me first pants when they're overseas, right? Like, we need you to help us design this pant that doesn't look overt, doesn't look tactical, but has all the lethal functionality of a tactical pant. So we developed that in 2009. So we started one pant on a federal military contract.
Wow.
We diverted that into a lifestyle apparel because we see concealed carry civilians all over, right? But there's really no one out there doing what you're talking about, which is developing lifestyle gear that still looks good but has all the functionality from concealed carry. So whenever you see our stuff, there's little hidden stuff all over. So from belt loop orientation, so if your appendix carrying, your belt loops aren't in the way, it's a little bit looser in the waist so you can have that appendix carry.
Oh.
We have things like under our belt loops, there's another loop system that allows you to put a tourniquet around it because
really?
You should be prepared for a medical emergency, right? You have little pockets that allow you to stash things or put like weights to clear your weapon or clear your garment to get to your weapon. So all these little features that we put in that you don't see, but you can still look good doing them. Head to toe right now, we have everything from military.
Oh, you're wearing the gear right now.
This is everything. Yeah, it's all versus. You had no idea.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea.
But yeah, it's all hidden behind there.
That is freaking awesome, man. I want to add this because for years, being a former police officer,
yeah.
You know, a lot of guys will go to a company called 5-11.
Oh yeah.
Right, and. I'll respect the 5-11, but
yep.
How do you guys compare it to 5-11? Because I think they're one of the biggest companies in the game doing it.
Yeah.
But you guys have a different flavor, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, right? We have our friends at 5-11. They do a great job with what they're doing. We just have a little different vibe on it. It's where 5-11, you know, maybe you're going to see a little bit more external Molly, and it just says tactical a little bit more. So where our backpack, you can one of my associates right here, it doesn't look super Molly
yeah.
written. That, you can take that panel and actually hide all that. So
yeah.
It looks like an everyday backpack. It looks like everyday pants and gear, but it still has all that tactical functionality. You know, we're big in the law enforcement and federal military space as well. And a lot of plainclothes police officers actually wear our stuff because it still has all that ability, but they can just blend into normal life. So it's a
right.
little bit less overt, a little bit more covert than a 5.
Right, and you guys can't see it, but I saw the tactical backpack in it. It does look slim because I'm going to be honest, I have a 5-11 backpack
yeah.
and I got all kind of guns and stuff in that back, but it's too bulky and it looks yeah. like I'm going to battle.
And look, you just hit that panel right there, like now
right.
it's gone. You have
no
idea.
And you guys can't see it, but you're looking at the backpack and, I mean, let me see. Can I hold it?
Yeah.
So look at this backpack. For people that's looking on the camera, I mean, look at this backpack. This is smooth. When I'm on the airport and I'm flying, I mean, I'm in the airport and I'm looking nice. I got my nice clothes on. I want to look fresh. You know what I'm saying? I can carry a bag like that
yep.
and not look like I'm literally going into combat.
Exactly. And the cool part is we have different sizes, right? We have anything from like a briefcase to a small satchel to a larger bag to an overlanding bag. And they all have the same functionality. You can put a ballistic panel in it so you actually have protection. You know, if you're in an active shooter situation, protect yourself. Full med, full customality with all of our things. We have EC pull handles. They all have the same DNA, but they have different sizes, different colors, different shapes. So depending on what environment you're in, you can still blend in and not stand out.
That is absolutely amazing, man. And one question I want you to convey to the audience
yeah.
is, you know, what is your support system like or when it comes to law enforcement, when it comes to military?
Yeah.
Are you guys not just making apparel, but aren't you pro these organizations?
Pro all of them, right? They are our customers. They're the core of what we do. If we didn't have our federal military officers, if we didn't have our law enforcement officers, our company wouldn't exist. And we're so thankful for those that go out and serve our communities every single day. And everything that we do from the lifestyle side goes to support that. So we're learning things. We're taking the money that we're making on the civilian side, and we're investing that into technology for police officers, for our federal contractors, to make their lives easier. I mean, as you know, being an officer, it's not easy out there. So we want to create, you know, the best uniform products, the best gear, so that it makes their lives a little bit easier and safer on the street when they're in a tough situation.
That is awesome. I'm talking to my man Aaron here from Vertec. It's Vertec, right?
Vertec, yep.
Yeah, Vertec. I always want to say Vertec for some reason, but Vertec, V-E-R-T-X.
Yes, sir.
And man, how have you been enjoying the SHOT Show this year, man?
I think it's bigger and better than ever. We were here last year before, obviously canceled with COVID. Last year, I think we kind of had a slow trickle in a little bit. You know, it was really good quality of people. This year, I think we have more boost than ever. I think the quality of people that are here are fantastic. The media coverage has been phenomenal. Really, really good conversation. I think that we love about SHOT Show is when people think about the tactical industry, the gun industry, I think they think of, like, just a ton of testosterone and a lot of raging, but it's not. It's the nicest people you ever meet in the entire world. It's a diverse audience, yep. Male, female, black, white, Hispanic, whatever it is. You see everything here, and it all comes together, and they all rally around pro two-wave movement, the gun, outdoor industry, and it's just so nice to be here with all these people.
Perfect. Where's your booth at?
We are at 14253, so we're in the back corner. We got a big booth. We got all of our new products. You can see anything from our police uniforms to our federal military uniforms all the way into our bags and packs and into our lifestyle gear.
Awesome, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Aaron. How much time we got? Okay, we got plenty of time, man. I got
nice.
Two more minutes.
Yeah,
I want to continue to talk to you. So, you know, what is your thoughts as it relates to the climate of policing in America today?
Yeah, it's tough, man. Like, we literally talk to police every single day in what we're going out and doing, and they never know what they're going to run into on a day-to-day basis. And depending on where you are in the country, sometimes you have governments that are supporting you, sometimes you have governments that aren't. But what we're hearing from them more and more is the biggest challenge they have is recruitment. They can't get people to become cops anymore because it's been a challenging few years in that regard. So they're starting to learn that they have to advance training, and we're helping with that. We do the free law enforcement class with one of our partners, Rick Hogg. He's a former Special Forces canine handler. We actually paid for some small to mid-sized agencies to come out and do some free training.
Wow.
So we're trying to help in that regard. The biggest thing is the more training they get, the better. And it's just really hard to come by that and hard to get those recruitments. So those are the two areas we're trying to help bolster that community right now to get them the training they need and try and enhance those recruitment opportunities.
That is awesome. We're talking to Aaron from Vertec, Vertec.com.
That's right. That VRTX.com.
VRTX.com. Yep. And so how can people find you guys on social media? What's your social media handles?
Well, we're shadow banned like probably most other companies in here. So. But if it's at Vertec_official, you can see us there. To fight against the shadow banning, we actually created a secondary account as well. So it's Vertec_outdoor. And that's where you're going to see. We also are in the overlanding space, hunting, hiking, tactical, all of those things. So the biggest thing is we're at a pro 2A audience, right? We want those that want to support the gun industry, you know, shopping with us. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish. So find us at Vertec_official or at Vertec_outdoor. You can see all of our gear and apparel there.
Aaron, my man, appreciate you coming on the show.
Absolutely.
You, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Go to Vertec.com right now. I'll see you on the next segment. Hold the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm going to tell you about the towel set that MyPillow has available for the low, if you use discount code Brandon when you go to the website. One thing that bothers me the most when I'm, you know, and I get out the shower, I want to have a towel that's absorbent. I don't want a towel that's going to wash water around. I might as well stand there and air dry. I don't buy towels that air dry. So one of the best towels that I've ever used is better than the towels at this hotel that I'm staying in. And this is a nice hotel. I don't want to say their name because I don't want them to sue me. This is a nice hotel. And their towels suck in comparison to my pillow towel. So you can get the towel set, face towel, hand towel, washcloth for, I think it's $39. I got to look at the numbers, but I think it's around $39 with my discount code. So put in a discount code Brandon at mypillow.com. That's mypillow.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, is diversity training doing more harm than good? What do you mean, Mr. Tatum, by diversity training? I know a lot of you guys that work in corporate America or work for individuals who are wokey and woke. They have you do this training, and it's i.e. sensitivity training on implicit bias or how to deal with trans people. I would argue that when organizations begin to go down that route, you create more division than you do unity. You create more division than you do unity. Because to be honest, most people have their own you-know-what to worry about. I would argue that most people don't care what color your skin you are, what color is your skin. I would argue that most people don't care who you're sleeping with at night. Most people are focused on making sure they keep their job, making sure they do a good job, making sure they get promotions or whatever the case may be. Most people are actively minding their own doggone business. But the problem is when they start to interject things that do not exist into company, the psyche of the company, then there becomes a level of resentment and division. Mind you this, think about this for a minute. If you go to a university, your mama and daddy were poor, you worked your rear end off to become successful, while everybody was playing, you went to school, you got your education, you studied at night when other people weren't, you finally get an opportunity to go to the university of your dream. And then you go to the university and they tell you, well, you got to take the back seat because you white. We got to give that to a person who's black, who's not as qualified as you are. What do you think that does? Now, in their mind, they're thinking, they're shady in their mind, in my opinion. But if one side of it could be, well, we're giving a black person an opportunity. Well, the qualified white person that you're stomping on the neck of to give this person an opportunity that's not qualified, what do you think how that person's going to feel? They're going to feel some type of way. They're going to say, well, wait a minute. This is not fair. And then there comes the resentment. And if you do that more often than not, you're going to create a sense of resentment more so than unity. There's no unity in false equivalence. There's no unity in being biased towards a particular group for things that's outside of control of either party that's involved. There's no glory in it. There's no unity in it. And for some reason, more and more companies are doing this. I remember when I was a police officer, right before I left the police department, we used to have 6-minute trainings, right? They were probably the most beneficial training we've ever done was 6-minute trainings, because they'll give us 6 minutes of legal updates, right? So you know what the law is. You know what the Constitution is, the case law. You get updated on moving parts so you can do your job better. But then those 6-minute trainings, we had to do it every so often, and you could cheat on the test, right? Because you could just click through and then hit the answers at the end. You could just click through, not even read anything. But then they made us do 45 minutes of LGBTQ training, where we sensitive to trans people. This is what they made us do. And you couldn't skip through it. You had to sit through 45 minutes of this training, which they have never made us do that at any point in our careers as police officers, that we ever had to do a 45-minute training on duty. And what does that do? Now it makes you mad. Now I'm mad. Because I didn't get an opportunity to just do this on my own accord. You were forcing me to do it. Now I'm mad. Now going and doing training like this is not something that I believe is beneficial. It's something that I believe is hurting us. It's a give and a take that you have to do when some of these things come about. And I think we need more people to be honest and to be consistent with their people enough to stand up for what's right. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day except today. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't bring enough Relief Factor for this trip. But I take it every single day outside of today, and it is amazing. It actually works. The bottom line is that does it work or does it not work? That's the bottom line. Does it work or does it not work? And I'm telling you guys that it's been incredibly amazing for so many people. So many people I know and so many people I don't know, but I see the responses. There are people literally writing in about Relief Factor, and they're saying that Relief Factor has changed their lives forever. Some people are saying that Relief Factor has healed them from certain things that I can't repeat because I don't want to get you, and I don't want to get sued. But just know it's out there. Give it a try. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call the number 804-RELIEF.
We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. America has always been the world leader in invention, innovation, and technology. Now China is poised to take its place as the next world leader in technology. Don't miss the shocking new movie, Innovation Race, available now at salemnow.com. It exposes the truth, how China is exploiting weaknesses in our U.S. patent system, stealing our inventions and technology, and we are helping them do it. Why? Because people in government positions are completely incompetent a lot more times than not, in my opinion. China could soon control 5G technology, which will eventually control all of our devices. With the flip of a switch, Chinese Communist Party could turn off your power grid, remotely drive your car off a road, or turn off your pacemaker. Innovation Race is a clarion call to action. Watch it today at Salem Now. Unless we take a stand, China will become the next world leader, threatening our economic and military security and the very idea of American greatness. In today's high-tech world, there is zero prize for second place. See it for yourself. Watch Innovation Race now on demand or get the DVD at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Diversity training. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, or whatever they say, it's just the stupidest stuff I've ever heard. We should be, you know, as a country and as a people, we should be focused on treating people the way you want to be treated. That's just a simple fact. It's a simple fact and a simple solution to our issues. Quit worrying about race, gender, sexuality. All this stuff is irrelevant. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Very simple. If you want people to treat you with respect, you treat others with respect. If you don't want to be discriminated against at the workplace, don't discriminate against other people. They can literally teach a course on that, and that's it. I don't care who you sleep with at night. I don't care that you think you're a man when you were born a woman. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. And I want to be treated with respect, so I'll treat you with respect. Why can't we say that and leave it at what it is? We had to do transgender. I'll tell you about this. We in the last segment, we had to do transgender training, and I think I saw one transgender while I was a police officer, while on duty as a police officer in the 6.5 years I was a cop. I saw like one person, and I'm saying I saw. I don't even know if I had an interaction with that person, or maybe the other officer may have talked to him or not. But that's rare. But we had to do a 45-minute training. And it's funny because we don't even have that much training on how to deal with crackheads. And we see crackheads every day. I would argue that they don't give us enough information in a broader way to deal with domestic violence situations. Because if you were a person and you didn't grow up in a household of domestic violence, you don't understand the dynamics of domestic violence. They give us a little crash course, but we should be taking a 45-minute course on the effects of domestic violence. Instead, we talking about trans, and that you need to treat them fairly. Duh. I don't think it's that hard of a concept, and I think it's redundant to tell a department that focuses exclusively on integrity for you to have to tell them, oh, you need to treat gay people fairly. It's like, no, we got to treat everybody fairly. The crackhead, the murderer. If a person is gay, if a person is straight, if a person is a BLM activist, it goes without saying. But when you thrust it into people's faces, you are alluding to the fact that they must not be competent to know that. And there comes division, and there comes frustration. I hope that at some point in our country, that at least on a federal level, that these things are banned, meaning that the federal government should never do... what do they call that stuff? CRT, it should be banned. It should be banned. And if you don't want to ban CRT, then you need to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ to all federal agencies as well. Which brings me to my next point. When people say the separation of church and state, I think it's confusing and disingenuous at the same time. It's confusing to a person that is acting in good faith. It's disingenuous to the person that know the truth and still adhere to the idea of separation of church and state. Literally on the money, it says, "In God we trust." How do you think we got a country like this? Separating church and state? No, we don't. Everything is intertwined. They still have to put their hand on the Bible when you get sworn in. What do you mean separation of church and state? It's a myth. The only separation of church and state that I think is relevant is anything that's counteractive to Judeo-Christian values. Then you can separate that church in the state. But you're talking about separating Christianity, the separation of church and state, and that facet is just mythical. It's mythical. Every aspect of our being in society is rooted in Christianity. It is. Marriage, the church, which is dominant in the United States of America, swearing in, the when you give the oath, you raise your right hand. To what? To give an oath. And it's almost as if you're honoring a higher power when you do that. And then you go down to in the courtrooms, they have the Ten Commandments. Many courtrooms around the country, there's no separation of church and state. People just like to use that when it's beneficial for them to bash on Christianity. That's just my opinion. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. You can call in and disagree with me if you like. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. If you want to call in and give some commentary, I'm live here at the SHOT Show 2023, Las Vegas, Nevada. Man, I there's a part of me that was kind of overwhelming for me to be out here and running around talking to everybody. But then there's also FOMO because I'm like, this probably was the biggest SHOT Show in history since the founding of the SHOT Show. But anyway, call in 844-900-7243. I'd love to hear from you. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I will catch you guys after the break.
This is The Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now. But I still love you so, and I can't let you go. Keeping it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. This has been a wonderful, wonderful day. You know what's funny is that I really have a hard time sleeping. So I literally stayed up yesterday for 24 hours straight. I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I went to bed at like 6. I stayed up for 25 hours, actually. And I said, I'm going to be dead today. I am not going to make it. And this is probably one of the most lively days that I've had. I feel great. It's been incredible to be here at the SHOT Show. I appreciate you. And I have people coming by saying hello. I appreciate my people, man. Appreciate it. Which is pretty cool. It's a little distracted, but it's pretty cool to have people come out. But anyway, you can call in 844-900-7243. I want to hear from you. My internet is not working. Let me know, Sean, when they call in, and we can go from there. I don't know. We do. Can you just pick one for me, and we'll bring you. All right, we're bringing Jeff from Dallas, Texas. Jeff, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum. Couple points about the vaccines and some of what's happened here. Number one, when they started to try to invent this vaccine, we knew that was about, by the time the vaccine was done, we were over a year into COVID. We knew that COVID-19 had less than a 1% death rate.
Right.
There was no need for the vaccines. Number two, Moderna, that's mode RNA. That company was formed by a professor and another guy. They got a $200 million check from Silicon Valley in 2012.
Wow.
To do mRNA vaccines. Now, from 2012 to 2019, Moderna attempted like 16 or 17 clinical trials with different mRNA vaccines. All the trials were halted. None of the drugs were approved because the rats in the studies were dying from blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes. Moderna is a joke of a company. They're a fraud. We should be really disgusted with every doctor and nurse that is advising people to get a COVID shot. There's graphene oxide in the shots. When we were kids, Officer Tatum, vaccines had mercury as a preservative to keep other bugs out of the little bottle of the vaccine.
Well,
mercury's not too good for you.
Jeff, I want to bring you back in the next segment because I think what you're saying is important. I'm running out of time. So, Jeff, if you could, just hold the phone. I want you to finish this because I think you're hitting on something humongous here. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go to the break. Hold the phone. I'll be back.
The American dream will survive. The Officer Tatum Show. Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I want to bring Jeff back in because I feel like Jeff was absolutely killing it in explaining the mRNA vaccines and all of the stuff that I was talking about earlier in the show. So help me welcome back to the show Jeff from Texas.
Yeah, so Officer Tatum?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I think it's very important for your audience to hear, number one, no mRNA vaccine was ever approved, ever in the history of the world. It's never, no vaccine was ever approved with mRNA technology. The vaccines were failures. The lab test rats were dying. But here's the important part for your audience to understand. If you're a doctor or nurse listening to this right now, you're disgusting if you've ever told somebody to get a vaccine knowing what we know today. You should lose your license. You should probably go to jail as well. But Geert Vandenbosch, a very famous vaccine inventor, a very pro-vaccine guy, said, here's the problem with this vaccine and these vaccines. This vaccine contains a synthetic spike protein from SARS-2, which COVID-19 is gain-of-function research. It's a mutation of SARS-2 that was done in a lab. Because the spike protein doesn't occur in nature naturally this quickly, they know for a fact this thing was made in the lab. For a fact. I'm not saying that's nefarious. They do gain of function all the time. They're trying to create drugs to cure the next flu bug, right? So the vaccines contain a synthetic spike protein that they make in a lab, a synthetic antibody. Those synthetic antibodies are flowing around in your blood. Well, those synthetic antibodies, they're antibodies. They're meant to cure things. Those synthetic antibodies can jump in front of your own natural antibodies and block them. Like if you have cancer, the flu, something else. Those synthetic antibodies, that's why they say it changes your DNA. It doesn't change your DNA because you can't change your DNA. Your DNA is your DNA. So that's a little misinformation. It changes your DNA response, which is very important. So when you get sick with something else, your body can't fight if you've got a bunch of fake antibodies jumping in front of your natural immune system. That's why they say it's changing your immune system. The other thing is the graphene oxide. Mercury was used as a preservative when we were kids in vaccines. They figured out, geez, mercury's bad for you. They don't use it in filling and teeth anymore. Well, graphene oxide is a heavy metal. And that's why people are having blood clots, because the graphene oxide oxidizes oxygen in your blood. So you're taking away your oxygen. That's why these people are dying from blood clots, strokes, and heart attacks. This is the biggest, most ridiculous medical fraud in the history of the world. And, you know, people shouldn't go to jail. There should be way worse things that happen to them. They should get the death penalty. Because they know this.
Jeff, that's the question. That's the question I was just going to ask you. Is this malicious or is it incompetence?
Well, so a little of both. You know, the best definition of a con man that I've ever heard was when I was on a podcast, Visions of Courage, with Ken Foster, and he said the definition of a con man is a person that actually believes their own con. They believe it. That Sam Bankman-Fried doesn't. He still thinks cryptocurrencies are good to this day. He's so stupid, right? So Fauci and company and all these people. I mean, there's guys getting indicted in other countries that work for pharmaceuticals that took fake shots and said they took a vaccine. They paid for a fake shot. They got B12. Look, so, you know, the conspiracy to depopulate the planet and some of these other things are a little too far-fetched for me, but I think there are people... It doesn't take much of a doctor to tell the world what I just told on your show.
Right.
What I just said on your show, everybody says, oh, you're not a doctor, you're not a scientist. That's fine. I'm just one of the healthiest people on the planet. My wife was poisoned with arsenic. She's had 2 liver transplants and 50 surgeries. I never go to a regular doctor. I have all naturopaths. I'm all herbal. I'm all reflexology. I never go to a doctor. I never will unless I have a medical emergency. The medical system in this country is so messed up because these doctors learn to prescribe medicine. That's all they learn.
Right.
They don't
learn
much of anything else. It is a sickening joke. And for them not to understand how and why these vaccines are fake and they don't work. I have people that are vaccinated defending their vaccination, and I say, why are you wearing a mask? You were told if you got vaccinated, you didn't have to wear a mask. You were told you couldn't spread it, but you're contagious. You were told you couldn't get it. Well, now the talking point is, oh, you have less of a chance of going to a hospital? That's not why you go get a vaccine, so you have a less chance
Jeff,
of going to a hospital.
Jeff, that's not a vaccine. That's
not a vaccine at all.
That's therapeutic.
It's
if it's going to mitigate, it's not going to vaccinate you from it. It's mitigating the symptoms potentially, because there's people that still die that have gotten vaccinated and boosted. So the question is it doing anything? Is it really doing anything?
It's doing a lot of harm.
See, Jeff, think about this. This is one thing that I want to, because we know that a lot of people had gotten COVID and developed the antibodies in order to fight it off in case it comes again or whatever the case may be. So, you know, a part of me wonders, did a lot of people gain antibodies and they were already protected with their own natural immunity, and then they rolled the vaccines out, and then they go, see, look, the numbers are down. It's like, no, if nobody took a single vaccine, the numbers would have went down anyway. Now, are people dying specifically for taking these vaccines? And I would argue yes. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. No question. By the way, my neighbor works for a hedge fund, and he's in the pharmaceutical world. He had to reproduce the polio vaccine for his thesis. This guy's pretty smart. He's a doctor of pharmacology. Here's why your natural antibodies are better. Remember when they said, oh, the vaccine antibodies are better than your natural, and your natural ones go away. Here's why your natural ones go away. When you get sick, when you get attacked, your natural antibodies are universal. They don't know what they're going to fix. They have to morph into the medicine, if you will, to fix whatever virus or bacteria you're infected with, right? So when you get sick, your natural antibodies go to that site and attack that virus, that bacteria, that cancer tumor, whatever. Well, the reason with a virus that a natural antibody doesn't need to last over 6 months is because the virus changes anyway. It's going to have to be a new virus. It's going to have to be a new antibody if you get infected with the next mutation of the virus anyway. It doesn't need to last over 6 months. They're not explaining this stuff, Officer Tatum.
What? How do you know my biggest thing, Jeff? And I mean, thank you for dropping these truth bombs, man. I'm learning a lot from what you're saying. is I just wonder, is there a mechanism in place to hold these people accountable? I mean, like you said, I mean, I think you're a lot more versed on this than I am, but even I can see that something just ain't right with what they're doing. And the people are starting to find out. We see the CDC is now saying they're going to investigate the fact that there's a correlation between vaccine and strokes in younger people. I mean, it's just mind-blowing
well,
to me.
You're an officer, so you'll like this. Here's the solution. The solution is for us to privately investigate everybody in office and every fraudulent person out there and expose them. That's the only way we can fight back. At this point, they are so powerful. They have the media. They have the doctors. They have the pharmaceuticals. They have Disney. They have all the money. They have the politicians. They have all the wokeness, all on their side, if they're left, liberal, Democrat, whatever. The only way to fix this is to find out what their demons are, what their weaknesses are, and go expose those and get rid of these people. That's how you do it.
I love that 100%. Jeff, thank you so much for the call, man. It's been a brilliant, brilliant conversation. So thank you, Jeff from Texas. I really appreciate it. You got to call back again some other time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are headed to the break. I'm glad that Jeff called and said that. I mean, my God, it's like, you know, sometimes when I'm online, I look at certain videos and I like get this feeling of euphoric feeling when I hear the truth. And that's what, when I'm listening to Jeff talk, I just get this feeling. I want to hear it all day long. I want to hear the truth, because the truth will set you free. Hold the phone, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I'll be back after the break.
This is The Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I got to tell you about these incredible bed sheet sets from MyPillow.com. If you are looking for, I said bed sheets, I mean the towel sets. They got bed sheet sets too. If you need some bed sheet sets, they got the pillow toppers and everything. We got it all at the house. I ain't gonna lie. We got all of my pillow stuff, and they're really, really good. But the towel sets are the discounted deal that I'm telling you about today. If you're looking for quality towels, towels that are actually going to dry you, towels that work, towels that are comfortable, towels that are made with USA cotton, you can look no further. My Pillow got you covered. And also, not only would you get the towels from My Pillow, obviously, because they're an incredible company, you get a discount working with My Pillow. If you're listening now, the discount, you got to use code Brandon. Use code Brandon My Pillow. You get a significant discount on a six-piece towel set. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Let me say it one more time, MyPillow.com. I almost want to say it like my grandma, Pillow. My grandma say pillow. She don't say pillow. She say pillow. So MyPillow.com. All right. Let's continue the conversation. I think that Jeff was absolutely incredible. I mean, like, I don't know if it's I could be biased, right? I could be biased. You know, sometimes there's a concept called when you are biasly looking for certain things, it's called confirmation bias. And maybe I have confirmation bias. Maybe it's because I already have a slight intuition that COVID-19 was a hoax, and not hoax, to the magnitude in which they displayed it was a hoax. And also the vaccine is probably killing more people than it is helping, and nobody's talking about it. It actually is going to probably destroy people over time more so than we realize, and they're not saying anything about it, and it hasn't come to fruition. And it may not hurt everybody, but it's going to hurt a lot of people. So maybe the confirmation bias on my end is that I love hearing the truth. And I felt like that was some of the most authentic truth that I've heard, with facts that was very convincing about what's happening in the mRNA vaccine. You know, people should be held accountable, all of the above. I mean, think about this for a minute. There are people that still believe that masks are effective. Now, look, if you want to wear it, you can wear it. My stepmama come to the house and she put a mask on. I don't know why, but she had a mask on one of the last times she came to the house. And maybe she feels like it's going to work. Scientifically, you cannot find a reputable scientist that will tell you that the mask is going to somehow prevent you from getting a virus. I tell people this all the time. If I fart and you got a mask on and you can smell my fart through the mask, you dead. You dead as a doornail. You dead. You ain't surviving no COVID. And to be honest, I would argue just the simple makeup and the design of a mask, it seemed like it would be more harmful to you. Because literally, like for instance, you wear it all day, you can smell your breath, right? If you smell your breath, then that means that the stuff that you are expelling is not escaping the mask. It's getting trapped in there. So you're not, the things that your body is telling you or your body is designed to expel, you're not fully expelling those things. Those particles are getting trapped in that mask, and you're literally strapping that to your face for, I don't know, all day long. And then I'm going to tell you how inconsistent this stuff is. I was an expert witness on a trial in Virginia. They had they put the mask mandate back into place because a few people got COVID. Now, you ain't going to die from it, but they want you to wear a mask anyway. So I said, okay, I got to testify as an expert witness. I'm going to follow instructions. But the stupid thing is that when you talk, you can take it off. And if you talk, like, so when I testified, when I was on the stand, I took the oath. I had a chance to take my mask off for an hour. Because it was 45 minutes and then another 20 or so minutes cross-examination. Hour. What are we even doing here? And then the judge will wear it. He'll take it off because he had to talk every now and again. Then he'll just take it off for long periods of time because he had to talk in succession. Somebody make some, just make it make sense to me. If it work, why can you take it off? And if you could take it off, then that mean it don't work. It mean it's not working. That mean it's not that big of a deal. So why then are you making people do this? It's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy to me. And I think a lot of it is because people are manipulated into believing that. How many? Okay, yeah, perfect. So while I'm on the subject, I got a couple people calling in. I can't see the. Let me go with Kenny in California. Kenny, welcome to the Oss Tatum Show.
Thanks for all you do, officer. Hey, everything that gentleman said about the vaccine, the graphene oxide, and all that is absolutely true. I've been paying attention to this and listening to certain whistleblowers from Pfizer for over a year now, and everything he said, they've already told people on their podcast. So everything he said was absolutely true. And thanks for having him on.
Yeah, thank you for the call, man. I really appreciate it. And thank you for verifying that, because it's a level of discernment that I think people with common sense have, is that you could discern that what he's saying sound like it makes a lot of sense. And you got a lot of other professionals who are on podcasts, like you just said, who are on podcasts saying the same thing. Explain to me. They got a degree, too. They have a level of expertise, too. How do you not listen to them, but you listen to other scientists, quote, unquote? Somebody, like the guy, Robert Malone. I think his name is Robert Malone. I know his last name is Malone. I actually met him in person at one of Candace Owens' events. That dude is... I would argue world-renowned. One of the other gentlemen, I forget his name, he was a part of creating the mRNA vaccine. And he is shouting from the mountaintop, something is wrong here. This is not good. People should not take this. But then they counsel him, ban him, want to take his license. But then another person that disagreed with him with less education than he has, less credentials, they want to believe that person. It's mind-blowing to me. All right, I'll bring another. I want to go with Giovanni in Florida. Giovanni, welcome to the Oss Tatum Show.
Yeah, officer. In November 2019, I had the symptoms of it, and I'm pretty sure it was COVID. So what happens? And two months later, I got shot up with the first shot, and then after the 4 weeks or whatever, I got shot up with the second shot. Then 6 weeks after that, every injury I had since 1991 started coming back, and my body started wigging out. And every injury was super aggravated. It's like my immune system went nuts, and it tried to repair itself, even though it was repaired. So, thing is, if you're already, what they're doing is they're putting artificial antibodies in your body, and if you already get the natural antibodies, you're screwed. That's You can get all kinds of stuff like that, but no one's ever saying anything.
Your
immune system went nuts. I'm still suffering from the crap. All kinds of weird stuff, like my hands locking up and stuff.
That is crazy, man. I'm sorry that happened to you. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks so much for calling in and saying that. I think the world needs to hear these stories. But you say it on YouTube, they ban you. You say it on social, they ban you. I almost need to have a call-in show, just calling in, where people are talking about how they've gotten vaccine injuries. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Seek and ye shall find. God's got your six. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm having an incredible time here at the SHOT Show, 2023 Las Vegas, Nevada. I mean, this event is absolutely, it's so many people here that is mind-blowing. There has to be over 100,000 people that have are either here or have been here or on their way here during this entire week at the SHOT Show. Absolutely incredible. And it's absolutely incredible to see so many like-minded people. And I would argue that many people that are here aren't all probably on the same page. I would argue that similarly, most people here are conservative. But I think there's people from all walks of life that come to the SHOT Show and they enjoy the great things that are going on here. And having an opportunity to see some of the innovative companies that come through and make tactical gear, firearms, either for law enforcement or for the private sector. Incredible, incredible, incredible. If you have not attended the SHOT Show, it is worth checking it out. But I have to warn you, if you come here for the SHOT Show and you think you're going to see everything, it is nearly impossible. I think the SHOT Show is about 5 days long, and the numbers say that you can only spend 40 seconds at a booth for 5 days, and you'll be able to probably hit every booth here. I don't even know if that's possible. You're walking several miles. I mean, you're doing more than a 5K if you are walking to the businesses. That's how expansive it is here at the SHOT Show. But, you know, why do things like this exist? It's because it's incredibly important, especially for our country, for us to observe and remember that we have a constitutional right to carry firearms, protect ourselves. And this is the beauty of America that you're not going to find anywhere else. I would argue you're not going to find anywhere else. You go to Canada, you're not going to find this. They just ban handguns, essentially ban handguns. You can't transport them. You can't manufacture them anymore in Canada. It is absolutely out of control. And the last remnants of freedom across the world, in my opinion, to this extent, is the United States of America. And so if you want to see what that looks like on a front row, front row seat to it all, SHOT Show is the front row seat to those things. People often ask me, you know, why do you believe in the Second Amendment? You know, why do you carry a gun everywhere you go? And my first answer is that because I can. That's why. My founding fathers fought that we may have an ability to have enough freedom to be able to defend ourselves personally and against a tyrannical government. But people died so that we can have these rights. And so why would we squander the rights and not take advantage of them to the full extent? And as we see, the government is, and I said in the last segment, the government is getting crazier and crazier. At what point are we going to have to exercise our Second Amendment rights against our own government? At what point? I don't even think it's if, it's when. They literally tried to force America to get vaccinated. They tried to force you. They wanted to do it. But thank God a lot of people rebelled against it. But they wanted to force you. And to this day, like Jeff, they called in on the show, to this day, they cannot tell you the true effects of long-term effects of the vaccine. And they were going to make you. They made people in the military. People have lost their military career because they refused to take an experimental drug. It's not a vaccine, because if it was a vaccine, then you couldn't get the virus and you couldn't pass it on. It's a therapeutic at best. But people lost their jobs. Nurses that are in the hospital during COVID, risking their lives to save people, getting fired. because they want to force you. What else are they going to do in the future that will necessitate us to take up arms and say, enough is enough? What else will they do? We see what happened in 2020 with the election. I mean, you go down the list. Biden, we'll see what happened to Biden. If Biden don't go to jail, don't get indicted, don't get impeached over what he did with classified information, it's pushing us further and further to believe and also remember that the government is corrupt. And at some point, we're going to have to forcibly recommend to them, let me not get canceled, forcibly recommend to them without violence that they need to sit down and get out the way of the American people. And ladies and gentlemen, we're coming close to a close on this live show right here from Las Vegas, Nevada at the SHOT Show. I love you guys. I appreciate you calling 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I'll catch you after the break. Hold the phone. I'll be back.
Make America godly again. The Officer Tatum Show. We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I have to tell you about this new movie that you do not want to miss, Innovation Race. Now, we all know that our government has been in bed with China and allowing China to take advantage of systems, our U.S. patent system, and build the ability to, I guess, unseat us as the technological giant across the world. Now, I believe our government in some cases are incompetent and implicit in allowing them to do it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a genuine threat against the Chinese Communist Party and the fact that eventually at some point they could take over our technology, 5G network technology and all of the above to thwart our country and cause there to be a serious issue with us. I mean, controlling your pacemaker, driving your, you know, automated car off of a road. I mean, all of the above. China is on path to gain that technology and take advantage of us. And you know Joe Biden ain't finna stop him. So I want you to get more information about it and see this incredible movie at SalemNow.com that literally shows you exactly what we're up against, what we're looking at. It's called Innovation Race. You can get it at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. You can download it on demand or get it via DVD. SalemNow.com. I was just in a break. I was talking to a gentleman from a company right out of in Washington State. I was just talking to him. Let me see what his. It's not Hero Hunt, is it? God dang it. I can't find his card. I was just talking to him. Just talking to a gentleman, they got a company, and he was telling me about the restrictions. They make magazine extensions. So if you're a gun person, you know what a magazine is. If you're not a gun person, then a magazine is the what they would call a clip that you put into a gun with ammo. Oh, it's this company right here. It's called Taylor Freelance LLC, and they're based out of Billingham, Washington, and they're a company that makes mag extensions. And we were talking in the break, and Washington wants you to have a 10-round mag. Let me explain how stupid that is. You can't have nothing more than a 10-round mag. I'm assuming that they're mentioning that for handguns and rifles. I don't know what crack pipe these politicians are smoking, but you can do damage with 10-round mags. To be honest, if you dedicated enough, a 30-round mag and a 10-round mag makes no difference to somebody that's tactical. I was on a SWAT team. If they gave us 5 10-round mags, we'll do just as much damage as having 5 30-round mags. Precision shooting and tactical exchanges, you train that enough, it's night-night time. Just like we see some of the shootings that go on in our, you know, they go and spray and pray. You stop it, you limited somebody having 10-round mags, it's not gonna, you're not gonna do anything. It's what it is that they want to make the fast and quick and swift approach to banning guns altogether for you. They're not going to ban guns for them. They're going to ban it for you. You're not going to be able to have a gun. And then when the government want to take advantage of you without your consent, they're going to be able to do it with no obstruction. That's what that's the plan. That's their plan. They start with the magazine and say, the big scary AR-15 magazine. Then they demonize the AR-15. They call it an assault rifle. And then they ban them. And then if you look at any statistical data, most school shootings are done with handguns. Most gun violence in America are done with handguns. Most suicides are done with handguns. So they brainwash you into believing that AR-15s are bad. They ban them. And then they got to go for the real problem. Because the real problem statistically is the handgun. Then they're going to ban the handgun. And you're going to be sitting there twiddling your thumb while the government is taking advantage of you. I don't understand for the life of me how Americans cannot see the writing on the wall. Name a country, a society, where people are oppressed. And ask yourself, do they have guns? Communist China, do the citizens have guns? Oh, okay, that's what I thought. That's why they can lock them in rooms and kill them and do all kind of stuff to them, and nobody would know. We can go down a list. Venezuela. I mean, go down a list of these countries, oppressive countries, that oppress people and put them in bondage. If people had guns, the country wouldn't be able to do that. Now, I told somebody this the other day, and I don't know if they took me serious or not. I said, the Second Amendment is the hill I'm going to die on. If the government in America says, we're going to ban AR-15s, you got to turn your AR-15 in, I'm going to tell them to go F yourself. That's what I'm going to tell them. Go F yourself. And if you come to my house to take them, it's going to be a 4th of July. It's going to be a light show. People might as well get popcorn and sit outside my house because they're going to see flashing lights if you try to take my AR-15. That's the hill I have to die on. And good men that understand the sacrifice that our founding fathers and forefathers made should all be in unison with what I'm saying. The government shall not infringe on our Second Amendment rights. Because once the Second Amendment is gone, you can forget your freedom. They're already censoring you. First Amendment is already under attack. They can easily take away your First Amendment right. It's almost gone, if you ask me. All of the public spheres, if you say the wrong thing, they ban you. You say the wrong thing, you become too popular. Some girl come out of the woodworks and say you raped her in 2000 B.C., and they'll believe her. So, you know, we have to be very cognizant, careful, and cautious when it comes to these things related to our rights. And, you know, I don't think that there's a person that would disagree with me. Call in 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. I don't have a list. Do we have somebody calling in? All right, let me go with Quarter Black John. My favorite quarter blacker. John,
hey,
welcome to the show.
I am going to, God bless you. I'm so happy you're down there having fun. I'm going to die on that hill with you, my brother.
Amen.
You ain't going
Amen.
Out alone. I'm dying on that hill with you. I was not a gun supporter before, okay?
Wow.
I came out of the womb liberal, all right? Donald Trump is the first conservative that I ever voted for in my life.
Quarterback John, hold on 1 second. I want you to finish your statement, but I'm running out of time. I got to tell you about Relief Factor. So hold on, John. I'm going to bring you back in the last segment. Before I go to the break, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day. It's very simple. All you got to do is pop the pack open. You got 4 pills in there. You take the pills, and you feel better. 2 a day keep the pain away is what I say. And it's incredible. Give it a try. Start with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. The 3-week quick starter. Therefore, you can get in your system, watch it work, and you can order more. What do you have to lose? If you are sick of joint discomfort, inflammation getting the best of you, give it a try. Trust me, I take it. I wouldn't tell you something if I didn't prove it myself. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. Show. I mean, wow, it's been an incredible time. I feel like I haven't taken advantage of the SHOT Show this year. I'm ashamed because this morning I literally did not get out of bed till late because I didn't sleep at all last night. I don't like sleeping. It feels like a waste of my time. However, I end up sleeping too much in the morning, and there's so much cool stuff here. I may actually stay a little bit longer tomorrow. I thought I was going to have to leave at like 4 a.m. here because I had a business meeting, but the meeting got canceled. So I may end up, you know, going back a little later and trying to get a quality experience out of the SHOT Show. Like we said before, this is one of the biggest SHOT Shows. Let me bring back Quarter Black, John, back to the show real quick.
Yeah, man. So I'll just finish it up. You know, came out of the womb freaking liberal. Listened to my conservative brothers. Just started going gun ownership, you know, a few years ago. Takes a lot of, you know, tenacity, discipline. You know, you got to be on top of your game. And I appreciate everybody who's out there, like, teaching us how to defend ourselves, you know. Because before, I could have been a sitting duck, looking Jersey with the wrong mentality, you know. But you're also in my city. Just want to say that, you know, I got married out there. Got to give props to myself. Elvis is alive. He did marry me. We got married out there, you know, 6 years ago. I'm glad you're out there. You are one of the most amazing folks that I've ever talked to. I can't wait to meet you. And I'm taking you out to dinner. All right? All right, I'm taking out.
I wish you why are you not here at the SHOT Show, man?
Yo, man, I will be perhaps next year, but this year wasn't, you know, it was a rough year. I didn't even know about it. I'm kind of new in the game, but, you know, Vegas is my city. I know that place. Yo, dude, you got to go out there in the canyon and ride horses the way that I did out there just a year ago. That place was lovely. But you got to get out of there, too. Go to, you know, Fire in the Valley, too. You got to look it up. You know, don't waste your time just on the dot, okay? Get out
awesome,
there.
Awesome.
Amazing. All right?
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, so thank you for calling in, brother. I really appreciate you. And when I see you, we'll have a whiskey or something together. But ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the close. This is my last 2 minutes at the SHOT Show doing the radio live, and I'm gonna go have a little fun after the radio show. I'm gonna go get me something to eat, and a bourbon is in my future. I'm prophesying it. But I just want to recap it in the last 30 seconds. The Second Amendment. Gun ownership, our rights, the hill is the hill I will die on. I will die on that hill, and I hope that a bunch of you guys that are listening have enough fortitude to stand up to a tyrannical government if, in fact, they attempt to come for our Second Amendment rights. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you tomorrow from Scottsdale. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I'm out. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.